Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today here on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program our friend from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Amanda Gann. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Trust you're doing well today.
I am, thank you.
Pleasure to chat with you, Amanda. And I understand there's a couple of very special programs that we have coming up. So if you would you share with us about those particular programs, Amanda?
Yes. Here in Surrey County 4-H, we are gearing up for the holidays, and we are getting ready for all things festive. The first program that we have going on is our after-school Christmas ornament workshop.
Uh-huh.
That actually kicked off yesterday.
Mm.
So that's being held on Mondays in November and December from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. That's
okay.
Here at the Extension office in Dobson.
Okay.
And that workshop is designed for 5 to 12-year-olds. And each week we're making a different ornament using different mediums and different techniques.
Mm.
And then at the end of the workshop, they get to take their ornament home to either add to their Christmas tree or they can give it as a gift if they would like.
That
one has been a fun one.
What a terrific idea. And you know what? Parents are going to have those ornaments forever on their tree and they'll pass them on down. That's very
cool. Yes, that is our hope.
Amanda Gann, our guest, she's the 4-H Youth Development Agent with Surrey County. And, the big program, the after-school Christmas ornament workshop, but it doesn't stop there, does it, Amanda?
So our second program that is already underway is a gingerbread workshop. So we're doing this program this year in conjunction with Wilkes County 4-H.
Okay.
So each week, our 4-H'ers are learning about the process of making a gingerbread house from scratch, which I'll admit I have never done. So I've been learning through this process also because I usually cheat and do the kit.
Okay.
So I'm learning the process from scratch as well as our 4-H'ers.
Good.
So every week they're going through the processes. They started out by planning out their house.
Mm-hmm.
They made their template for their pieces. They're making their dough from scratch, which they're learning is different than the traditional gingerbread. This is a construction type gingerbread that will be so strong when it is baked and ready that they can use tools to actually cut it and sand it. So it's a different process and a different type gingerbread than what we're used to.
I would say, yeah.
And then they're going to cut their pieces out from sheets of gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bake those pieces, and then they will actually begin the construction on their gingerbread house. And the part that they're most excited about is decorating their gingerbread house.
Yeah. Well, what happens after that?
The neat thing about this is when the participants finish building their gingerbread houses, they are actually going to be entered into the Wilkes Literacy Gingerbread House Festival.
Ah.
So this year they have added an additional category to the festival just for our 4-H'ers.
Mm-hmm.
So a neat thing about that is that each entry that is done by a 4-H'er is going to have a hidden 4-H clover somewhere on the house.
Ah.
So there'll be an opportunity for visitors to the gingerbread festival to actually do a type of scavenger hunt and see if they can find the hidden four-leaf clovers on these gingerbread houses that our 4-H'ers have built.
Neat idea. When is this gingerbread festival?
So it is open to the public on Friday, December 5th. And Saturday, December 6th,
okay.
It's going to be held at the 1915 event venue in downtown Wilkesboro.
Okay.
The event is free to the public, so we would love for everybody to come out and see the hard work and creativity that our youth have been doing and just, enjoy a free event and be able to get into the holiday spirit.
And we want to see Amanda's and make sure she didn't use a kit, right?
Yes, that's right.
people have questions about this. Amanda, what would be a good number to call and contact you?
The number here at the office is 336-401-8025.
Terrific. 4-H Youth Development Extension Agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure, Amanda Gann. Look forward to talking to you again very soon, and I hope you have a terrific holiday season.
Thank you very much. I hope you do as well.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.